clap sync in 3, 2, 1.
Not Trent.
All right, that's fine.
Freaking up everything, Trent.
Wait, what did I do? I did it on time that time.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, no, it's just different. Okay.
I'm gonna kill him.
You did it late that time.
I kill you.
Oh my gosh.
What the frickin'? You suck.
You suck.
You're terrible.
Oh my gosh.
I was almost a noob. I almost put the bow in the wrong.
You are a noob.
All right. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, shut
up, gamers.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to episode 8 of the Epic Game Enders podcast. So today we're gonna have a banger. As you guys probably can see, we don't have a guest again, and also McQuell is gone because we're recording this last minute.
He is.
No. Well, yeah, the thing is, this is after. I mean, Captain Orges, this is after last minute.
Yeah, I've got 3 days to edit this, so.
Oof.
You'll be fine.
Well, actually, we still got time. I forgot. It's the 10th.
So yeah, as you guys can hear, we've got
Okay. We
got Pumpkin King. Say hello, Pumpkin King.
Hello.
All right, we got Trek.
Hola. Yeah, hi.
And we've got me.
Gay?
Yeah, gay.
All right, you mean super gay.
Yeah, super gay. Alright, well, so,
Funny because he likes men.
Whoa! Yeah, it's funny because he likes Pumpkin King.
What? Since when? You want to talk about this? Because that's pretty gay.
I thought this was common knowledge.
Yeah, I thought this is common knowledge, too.
Did not know that, brother.
Alright, well, I guess let's just get right
into
it.
Alright, so Minecraft 1.14.
Oh, I was gonna get into something else first, but okay, 1.14.
It's epic.
It's out.
It's epic.
I haven't played it yet because the server I play on is not on 1.14.
The only thing that I hate about it is how they changed the emerald block, and that's about it. Oh, and the look of, like, ores. They changed those two, and I don't like them.
Well, the update sucks because they removed the black.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Villages. I rest
never
my case.
Never mind, you're right. I forgot about that. I haven't played survival
what about the
pillage?
On it.
It doesn't matter. If blacksmiths are gone, then I think I'm done with Minecraft immediately.
That's okay, that's a bit too far.
I don't know if we have tomato paste.
But blacksmiths.
I have a question for you. Minecraft? Or like not Minecraft.
Minecraft. Jinx lock, no talks.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I gotta mute my mic.
Do you guys actually have anything to say? Do you have anything to say on this? Because
I like how they added like the new the cobblestone fence they added a while ago. They added new ones like the sandstone fence or whatever, and they added new ones like that. And I really enjoy that because I'm a builder myself, so I enjoy that. And
so Pumpkin King, do you have anything to say on Minecraft 1.14? Seem to be awfully
even
quiet.
Though you came up with this one.
Oh my god.
What happened? Is he gone? Let's forget about him.
Yep. He's actually gone. Well, this is a new development in the podcast.
Dead.
He is AFK. I guess we can talk bad about him until he returns, so,
My dad came downstairs.
Oh, we were just about to start talking bad about you.
Behind your back.
we just realized that you were gone, because I was like, oh, what do you have to say about 1.14?
It's pretty cool. I like the crossbows.
Crossbows are interesting.
Is that about it?
Interesting.
They added a couple of things that I don't understand. Like, they added, like, this weird furnace. Like, two weird furnaces, actually.
I like the spinning wheel. It's funny to look at.
Just like your face.
Okay. What? Just like your hairline.
Okay, you're bringing back 10-year-old stuff. 10-year-old stuff.
Not 10-year-old stuff.
Yeah, when you were 10-year-old.
You were a 10. You're still a 10-year-old.
I'm actually 28, so...
Your life is a 10-year-old.
Yeah, you're 28, but you're still living your mom's basement.
And? What's wrong with that? I don't gotta pay no freaking fees, dog. Is there a problem with that?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you a loser, though.
And? I'd rather save money and be called a loser than be a winner with no money.
I'd still rather just be a winner.
With no money. You can't epic game with no money. Because you won't have an epic gamer PC in the first place. What did he say?
He left again. Well, I mean, so I guess we'll talk bad about Pumpkin King here. This is the talking bad about Pumpkin King corner. The new
segment
of the podcast.
Whoa! Whoa! You're stealing from the podcast officialness! Wow.
No, no. This
no, get rid of that corner. Get rid of that corner and make it.
So let's first.
Instead of a corner, make it a freaking.
I didn't. I said segment. You said corner. Not corner.
I'm gonna freaking kill myself.
We were just about to start the talking bad about Pumpkin King segment. Frick you. Hey, you should leave again so we can do the talking bad about Pumpkin King corner.
Nah, I'd just rather hear it.
Oh, okay. So, I guess I'll start with, he has less subscribers than Super Sasuke.
Wait, why is he here in the first place?
Yeah, why don't we just have Super Sasuke? Exactly. He's got more subscribers.
He might have more than me, but no, how many more videos does he have than me? I'm being attacked currently.
Ooh.
Ooh, we should kick him off.
Ooh.
We
should no, I'm saying that was a nice roast on you.
And my one video probably has more than...
He has... Trent has, like, 15 subscribers with one video.
How many do you have with, like, 28 or whatever you got?
32.
Actually, let's do some research.
Actually have 32.
I can confirm 32 or 47 videos.
So I bet half of those accounts, though, are your alts.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Wait, how many videos does he have?
47.
How about you actually upload another video, then we could talk.
Fine, I'll upload two and then get 15 more subscribers.
I don't think that's how it works.
It was joke.
No, that is. That's how it works. Every video you upload, you get 15.
That's how it works for Latorious Tracks.
That's why I have almost 100 videos and a little over 100 subscribers. 15 subscribers per video. That makes sense.
That works.
But I said, it only works for Latorious Tracks.
Oh, yes, that's right. So, do you have anything to say about Pumpkin
King? Being trash?
Oh! Just going right in.
I'd like to hear some actual...
Actual roasts?
Criticism. Actual criticism, yeah.
Actual like constructive criticism?
Yeah. No, just actual criticism that isn't just trash.
You want to hit him hard? Want to hit him hard?
Yeah, hit me hard. Hit me hard, Daddy.
Okay, let's not hit him hard. Hit me hard, Daddy.
That's what I thought.
I don't like being gay, so.
Your pumpkin head's carving doesn't look that good.
Oh, hit him where it hurts!
At least it's better than the Doge mask from a meme that's 10 years old.
Yeah, but it's 10 times
better than it was originally. The Doge meme gets 10 times better every year.
I think you're wrong
about that. No, this is important. Look, okay. Wagon wheels.
Oh my gosh, wagon wheels.
What?
Favorite pasta.
Oh my gosh.
Look what they look like. They're wagon wheels.
Oh man.
Wagon wheels.
Wait, is he?
Dude.
I know.
Is he being serious?
They're wonderful. 100.
They're wagon wheels.
100%. Noodle. They're
100% wheel? 100%.
Is it 100% noodle?
Did you know that wheel spelled backwards is wheel?
Really? Did you know that wheel spelled upside down is wheel?
Oh my gosh.
Whoa, is that Cars 2? That's a pretty good movie.
That's my car, actually.
Okay. Well, that's going in. That was
actually
silly.
Retarded.
I'm gonna kill myself.
You're retarded.
Because if you...
Was that just too harsh of a criticism?
No, I'm just killing myself because I'm really homophobic.
Okay.
Dude, Latorious Trucks knows where I'm coming from, right?
Oh.
What about how gay you are?
Not how gay is.
Oh no. All right. Well, let's just get on to another topic.
Who kisses Miguel without saying no homo?
Oh man, that hurt hard. That hit hard.
Cause you're gay.
Okay, let's go. Let's go into the next topic. I guess we can talk about Mortal Kombat 11. Though apparently my information was wrong.
I think Sub-Zero's design looks actually pretty cool in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks...
One thing I do have to say about it is I don't understand why $60-plus full-price games still have to rely on microtransactions. I mean, I know studios want to make money, but...
Why would you want to make money?
I don't care if it's microtransactions as long as it's cosmetic.
Well, yeah. But the Battlefront 2, when it first came out, was pretty bad.
Yeah, but now it's gotten good.
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's funny how I see a lot of videos being uploaded about people revisiting Battlefront 2.
Why? Because it's good?
Yeah. And it's actually become a pretty good game. And in the most recent update, they made it so that all the heroes are free.
Yeah, it kind of sucks because I spent all my cash on the heroes. So they.
I'm pretty sure Trax just finished buying all of them.
I literally just bought Grievous, and then I freaking. Then they gave them all to everybody. Even though I'm literally level 2 Grievous after having him for a month. But the thing is, I do have 6 level 40s. So.
Because you just grind on the double XP weekends.
Yeah. And then after that, I just kept playing as Lando and then got to him to 40. Yeah. So.
Welp, I guess.
No, Mortal Kombat 11.
All right. Oh, we do have more to say about it?
Yeah. Who's your favorite character in Mortal Kombat?
That's a tough question. Scorpion. I don't think I've played enough Mortal Kombat to know my favorite character.
All right, Sub-Zero's my favorite.
I guess just because I'm
I was gonna say 10 because I actually
Sector
played that a decent
Mortal
amount.
Kombat 9 is my favorite character because the teleport uppercut is the most OP move.
Is Sector the red robot or the?
Yeah, the red robot.
Yeah.
Mine is Scorpion.
Yeah, that's who I played in Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat 9.
I mostly played the original first two on emulators back. In like fifth grade, when I was like addicted with Mortal Kombat, but didn't have a console that could play anything.
I just played it on my iPad. I played the Mortal Kombat 10 mobile version.
Oh yeah, I played that.
What was the highest fusion? Like 5. I got like every time I played it, I got like 3 fusion 5 golds. I restarted it twice and got like 3 fusion 5 golds.
Dang.
But then I restarted again, and then I re-downloaded it. But then I deleted it again because it takes up 1 gigabyte of storage. It's just like bull, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there's really anything else more to say about it because none of us have played it. I was hoping Miguel would be on.
We can just talk about it next time when he plays it more, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he's played through the whole story, and I've heard the story's a mess, so I was hoping...
I've heard the story's actually pretty good.
I've heard literally nothing about the game.
Yeah.
I've heard it makes literally no sense.
Well, clearly you don't... that's because the new game reviewers don't understand the Mortal Kombat rule.
Critical was talking about it for a while.
Yeah,
the new
a new game
reviewer. Did you just
reviewer.
Say Critical is not good?
Have
you seen him play Apex?
I'm just saying
he is the best Apex player of all time.
He's the best in general.
He should stick. I'm just saying he should stick with his profession of being the number one music artist with 2019
being a professional Flight reviewer.
He should be a professional Flight reviewer and the official artist of 2019 Man and many more.
2019
hits.
Guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Just like your mother.
Okay. Well, I guess let's get right into the next topic, which Scholastic book catalogs apparently have an LGBT section.
For gay
and
people.
It's beautiful.
No wonder you like it.
Shut
I mean,
up.
Pumpkin King, no wonder you like it.
I'm gonna slay you. I'm not even gay.
Proof!
Proof!
You literally just said it's beautiful. That's all the proof I need.
He's getting so angry about you calling him gay.
No,
That just proves it. I have two pieces of evidence that you're big gay.
Just because I think it's a good thing that they're bringing
it's not a good thing. It's gay.
It's a good
but
thing
it's
because
gay.
They're helping
but
confuse
the
gay
book
kids.
Covers don't say no homo. The book covers don't say no homo.
No, they do.
Gay.
No, they do not.
I don't think they do.
If any of them say no homo on the front cover, not in like... Why do people say no homo? Or something, some crap like that.
I think it's a good thing to help out little gay kids.
Frick little gay kids!
Oh, hey, okay. One thing that's fair is if it's a book about, like, a trans person who became trans as a kid, so that other people that want to become trans kids realize that, or parents of people who want to become trans kids will realize that they're just kids and they have crazy ideas so that they don't grow up to kill themselves.
Can we get some
If your kid's trans and you're gonna go along with it, maybe you could like play it off as kind of a joke, but I swear to God, if you're feeding them hormone pills as a child, you're literally a messed up human being. Change my mind. If you got a problem with this, come on to the podcast.
Sorry about getting all political.
Political! I'll show you political! Okay, we might have to cut that one.
That's getting censored.
Yeah. Epic okay, Hillary. Well,
Yep.
So, do you have anything
Pumpkin
else
King
to say
owns
about
a MAGA
this?
Hat confirmed.
Pumpkin King gay?
How am I gay? I thought Trump hated gay people.
But the. You support everything else besides that, man.
No. What? I thought Donald Trump wasn't gay.
He's not?
No, I'm pretty sure he's not gay.
Well, what about that one time he sucked off Vince McMahon to go on WWE?
I think there was more than just sucking.
What? Hold up a minute. Wait, what?
Donald Trump, like, in the early 2000s, went on WWE.
I knew that, but, like, I didn't know what it meant by more than that. But we don't need to
well,
go
because
there.
Trent, you're a child. You wouldn't understand these homophobic references.
Yeah, your mind is too... Your mind
I have an idea of what you're thinking, but I'm just not sure, and I don't know if I...
His mind is too pure. Let's get off this topic.
God's the only one to judge the gays.
I
but
judge
I'm the one who sends them to... But I'm the one who sends them to him.
Sounds like me when I'm giving...
Okay. Well, since there's not really much to talk about that anymore, let's get on to something different. Let's go to Sonic Live Action.
Oh, it looks beautiful. I'm glad Jim Carrey is. Can I be excused from the dinner table now, Mom?
All right. Peace out, home dog.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm leaving.
Okay. Honestly, it looks terrible.
It looks awesome.
Yeah. If I'm going to be 100% honest with you, it doesn't look good.
You know what's terrible about it? The fact that Danny DeVito isn't playing
Sonic. No, it's that Danny DeVito is not playing Sonic.
But Jim Carrey has the Eggman bob. Or not Jim Carrey. I'm retarded. Frickin' Danny DeVito.
You are retarded because you think Jim Carrey doesn't make a good suit for it.
Does his body look like a 7-foot egg? All we need to do is put Danny DeVito in stilts.
Danny DeVito, yeah.
And we've freaking got Eggman. Perfect.
Danny DeVito is...
He's what? He's what? He's what? I didn't hear you right. Can you say it again?
Danny DeVito is Danny DeVito.
The best player ever?
No, he's the trash man.
It's his character.
I go around the ring throwing trash everywhere.
And then I start eating garbage.
I'm the trash man. It's my character. Frank!
Okay, let's stop making It's Always Sunny references and just continue with the podcast.
Let's just not do a podcast and just do like...
Yeah.
You can't eat me! Eat me!
Come on, I want you to hit me. Alright, so...
I said eat me, not hit me?
Okay.
You want to know how I got these scars? My father was a gamer. And he was acting cringier than usual.
Oh.
Mom got mad. She took away the Xbox. He did not like that. Not one bit.
Is your dad Tyler Ninja Blender?
Perhaps. He pulls out the diamond sword, puts it to her face. Ask, Why so cringy? Why so cringy? And then he kills her. He walks over to me, puts the phone to my face. Gus, why so cringy? Let's put you on Reddit. Thank you.
Trash!
Wow. Okay. That was beautiful.
It sounded like Ben was the father, honestly.
I thought that Goro had like six hands or four
Goro
hands.
Goro has four.
Yeah, four hands. Well, I'm sorry, I don't play freaking Mortal Kombat.
Well, you should, it's a good game. Well, it depends on which one you talk.
Personally, I'm into fighting games.
Personally, I'm not into Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay. Guess I'm back to Game Engine, then.
What did you just call me?
Oh, by the way, if you were wondering why it's called the Epic Game Enders Podcast, this is why.
Because we're acting like cringy gamers.
Because we're just going to be tilting each other to the point where we're going to have to game end each other.
I'm going to game end myself before I come across any of you dumb bucks.
Well, I just game ended you, Doug.
I don't think that's how it works.
In my culture, it does.
Your culture is irrelevant to this.
I guess we'll just get into the next topic.
Okay.
Alright, so Apex Legends is coming to mobile, like every other Battle Royale game.
Yeah! And okay!
I actually like PUBG Mobile, it's not bad.
You literally said that you didn't like it that much, or like, maybe a couple months ago. Not a couple, like a month ago.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you said that on a podcast, that you don't play
and don't
anymore.
Like it.
But I got back into it today.
Today, eh?
Yeah. Yeah,
he only likes it because he got a win.
I do. Precisely.
We know how your mind works, child.
No, you know how every gamer's mind works, so it's not that.
Well, the thing is Fortnite doesn't work that way for me.
A game that's meant to get children addicted by getting you super close to winning, and then when you finally win, you're so happy and you want to win again, so it's addicting. Oh.
Just like your mother!
Parents, kill your kids so they don't play Fortnite.
Game end your kids, quickly!
Game end your kids right now!
Why? So serious.
I can imagine all the gaming, like all the mass media just brainwashing parents into killing their kids.
Don't play Fortnite! Don't play Fortnite! You know?
Fortnite's bad.
Just like your mother.
Why so cringy?
Proof? Evidence? None.
You're the cringy one, homie.
Do you have any evidence for that?
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
What's your evidence?
There's a gay card that I got from the state head of police, and it's meant for you. Gay. No, it's meant for you. I work coincide with the police.
Okay.
I am the police. I own the police.
What, is it cringy to be gay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. It's cringy to be gay.
It is cringy to be gay. Changed my mind. If you got a problem with that, liberals, you get out of my country.
If you have a problem with that, liberals, then come on the podcast to defend
yourself. Yeah, come on the podcast to defend yourself. Let's see how you do against some real epic gamers.
If you have a problem with us calling you feminazi,
kill yourself.
Come on the podcast to defend yourself.
No, we don't want anybody to.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Game end yourselves. Listen. We don't want them to die. We want them to be game ended.
We're trying to be the bigger man.
I am a bigger man. They're women.
Yeah, have you seen all these transgender men breaking all these female world records?
Or how about the let's talk about how there was a pro soccer team in Australia, or as everyone else calls it, football. A women's pro soccer team versus a couple of 15-year-old boys.
Oh yeah,
and the 15-year-old boys 7-0.
Yeah.
Explain that one, libtard.
Cause you're a big gay.
I also saw this video where there were like two professional soccer players playing against like 100 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the it was kind of
who won?
Interesting.
Who do you think? Professional soccer players, didn't they? Wait for real. Yeah.
The kids didn't do anything.
Oh, so it's like
professional soccer players would.
And were the professionals males?
Yes.
That's the most important factor.
Yes, I forgot to mention that they're men.
Shut up, libtard.
Proof? Evidence? None.
Great brother, so.
Men are better than women. Change
proof?
My mind.
Evidence? Where? Nowhere. But we give birth to you! Shut up.
You would never give birth if it wasn't for a semen.
No, we can use our bones! Shut up.
Bone marrow. You can, but like, there's like a
50%
chance of
being retarded.
Yeah.
Well, it's 100% chance because they're being raised by two lesbians.
They still need a man's bone marrow. So.
Oh shoot, that's a different portal.
But the thing is all they have to do is kill males to get the bone marrow.
Well, it'll still be. They still will need men. It's not like they can reproduce asexually, so their point is invalid.
Just like your mother.
Feminists' points are invalid. Prove me wrong.
Proof? Evidence? Nowhere.
Nowhere, bro.
Okay, well, I guess let's get on to the next topic. Respawn actually apparently did something and banned over 770,000 cheating accounts.
On
so.
Apex?
Yeah, I guess that's pretty cool.
Okay, liberal.
Are you just focusing on Minecraft?
No, shut up, liberal.
Okay, this podcast is just completely derailed.
Frick off, liberal. Yeah, Michael.
Focus on the podcast and not Minecraft.
Nicola is our back and bones to this. Why would he focus on trash to play greatness? Okay. Yeah, dude, he actually controls us all. Controls all of us with our minds.
Right now, he's speaking into my ear, telling me exactly what to say. Oh shoot, I shouldn't have said that. Now he's gonna kill me.
He's raping me right now. Sorry.
Alright, so what's your guys' thoughts on role plays?
They're gay?
What kind of role plays?
I think they're kind of dumb if you take it, like, super seriously.
What kind
all
of role plays? Like,
almost all
like
of them.
Like, those... Can you say something specific? Like,
yeah, role plays.
Do you mean like video game role playing?
Game role playing.
Like Dungeons and Dragons?
Game role playing that includes video games, D&D.
Like GTA role playing?
All of that, yes.
Oh.
I mean. Most of the time, if you're taking it super serious, it's kind of dumb.
Oh, yeah, if you're taking it like super serious, that's just kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the thing is I used to do that, so I'd be the one to talk about it most, but the thing is all I have to say about it is pretty cringy, dog.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, I'm gonna watch the
I guess, I mean, if it's like the GTA role-playing, I mean, I guess it's
stupid.
Really popular right now, so I mean, I guess some people...
But the thing is, you know what the worst one is? Fortnite role-playing.
That's a thing?
Yeah, what do you think game ending came from? Fortnite roleplays.
Oh. Wait, by Fortnite roleplays, do you mean, like, those videos of people, like, recording in, like, they'll record the in spectator mode, and they'll make those cringy videos of, like, frickin' John Wick team leader?
No, I'm talking about, like, the, I will game and...
Yeah, the one where it's a kid's channel.
I haven't.
Whatever. Alright, I'm gonna watch it now.
Oh, wait, is it, like, Spider-Man?
I'm gonna watch it now, and if you guys didn't know, there's a second trailer that came out with Kylo Ren's lightsaber being green in the, thumbnail.
Oh, I don't really care that much.
Alright, I'm gonna watch it.
I guess we'll just talk about the first trailer. Alright, well, is there anything you want to talk about while he's watching that?
Yeah, let's talk bad about Trent.
Okay.
He says gay a lot, even for a straight guy.
He's homophobic a lot, even for a straight guy.
Yeah, he's homophobic a lot for, like, no reason at all. Like, can't you just, like, respect other people, man? Like, let them live their...
No, it's physically impossible to respect other people.
I don't think he respects anyone.
Yeah.
I think we should send him to the ranch.
He respects his own channel for getting...
We're gonna have to ask McQuall this for next podcast.
If we should send him to the ranch.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all right, coming soon to a theater near you. Us asking Miquel if Trent should be sent to the ranch.
And then we're gonna add. Then we're gonna cap off the trilogy with actually sending him to the ranch.
Yeah, and hey, episode 10's coming up. Maybe episode 10 we'll send him to the ranch.
No, it'll just be a video on my channel.
Oh, because this is episode 8, and then the next one where we would ask him would be episode 9, and then on episode 10 we could send him to the ranch.
Okay, so I'm just gonna leave right now and go work on Engines of Sodor 2.
Right now? What?
Yeah, right now.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? We're mid-podcast. We're almost done.
Yeah, precisely.
Oh no, my PC's overheating. Oh. What? Oh, we're playing Fashion Famous.
We are?
I was joking. I was making a joke that you were saying that because you said you were going to go work on Engines of Sodor 2.
I am.
But we got to do the podcast.
I don't care.
You should care.
No, screw this thing.
Oh my gosh. He left. Everybody, I'm going to link Pumpkin King's channel down below. Go to his newest video and then call him gay because that's what he is. Okay.
All right.
That's the bottom line. So, I mean, I guess this is kind of cringy.
You like my crappy my crappy phone mic?
I think... can you make sure your thing is still recording? Because if you switched your mic, it might not be recording anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's still recording.
Hello.
Blue snowball is still plugged in.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you just...
So you want to see something cool?
Dude.
I can't hear you.
What? First I finished the thing. It looks pretty okay, I guess. But the thing is, I forgot to tell you, I heard there's going to be a new Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
as well.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that.
Yeah, I don't think there's.
Yeah, I feel
one.
Like it should have ended.
There's
but,
no reason at all.
I think I'm gonna watch the second trailer to see.
Not right
yeah,
now.
I'm not going to.
You can watch it later. All right, so now we can talk about the Star Wars trailer.
We can?
So,
yeah, he finished it.
I haven't watched it yet. I don't want anything of it to all be right, spoiled.
So,
the first one?
Yeah.
You've seen the first
one. No, I haven't.
Okay, so my biggest issue with it, though this might mean nothing because it might just have randomly happened, like, I don't know, but Rey and Leia hugging each other in it, my first thought when I saw that is that there might be a twist, kind of like in episode 6, how frickin' Princess Leia and Luke were brother and sister, where it turns out that Rey is Kylo Ren's sister. And that would just be...
that'd be gay.
Dumb.
Because they fell in love with each other. That'd be incest.
That would be very
and
dumb.
Very incest.
I do not think that would be a very good thing for them to...
That would not... I would not like that, but, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's the main thing I'm worried about.
I feel like...
because
that's the easy way out for them to get a plot twist, though. And I feel like some people probably expect that, which would annoy me if they did do it.
Also, it could give a reason for Kylo Ren and Rey to not get together, because maybe they don't want that to happen.
Now, I
want to
see an incest relationship.
I personally want to see, like, a Pico, like,
incest?
Boku no Pico kind of relationship.
Yeah. So, with that one small child at the end of Last Jedi with Rey?
Yeah, no.
No, with
the guy
Ford.
In Revenge of the Sith? The little kid that's in Master Skywalker?
Oh,
okay. Him as an adult and that little kid. So it would be Snoke and that little kid.
Oh god. Oh,
so
no.
Do you guys have anything else to say about the trailer?
It's interesting.
I want to die now that he pointed that out.
Pointed what out? I shouldn't say that, because I'm part of the Star Wars team, and that's a spoiler for the movie.
Oh yeah, that's a spoiler.
And also, Snoke's alive. No, I don't know. I was joking. Anybody that takes me seriously, go slay yourself.
Alright. Well, do you guys have anything else to say?
It was interesting.
No. Frick off. I don't want to answer your dumb podcast questions.
All I have to say is, like, I don't know. I wish it... If Rey does get a new lightsaber, I'm happy they didn't show it in the trailer, but I want her to get a new one. I want her to get, like...
Yeah.
And you know what would be cool? If she got, like, a yellow lightsaber, so she'd be, like, different or something.
I think...
Be like, yeah, it would be really she
dumb
would.
If they just... I think it would be dumb if they just cop out and have her somehow fix it, just because everybody got so annoyed about it.
Oh, fixed what? The Anakin's
lightsaber.
If they're
going to break the lightsaber, at least stick to your guns.
Yeah.
Quick question. Smash or pass Yaddle?
Yaddle? Oh, of course smash.
But the thing is, Yoda would kill me for doing such a thing.
No, you wouldn't mind. You might want to join in.
Yeah, but
that's nothing.
She's almost as good as Yoda.
Yeah,
almost.
So that's
like,
pretty dang
is it
good.
Like Yoda won't find out and stuff?
Yeah,
100%.
I don't think Yoda would be mad because they're not in a relationship.
Oh, really? Okay. They're the same race.
Well,
they have to be.
Dude, you don't even know what Yoda's race is.
Joking.
Tell me what it is.
Okay, I was joking.
Unknown.
Kermit.
Yeah, precisely. That's a Kermit.
So,
Kermit the Frog.
Last topic that I have on my sheet is apparently Microsoft is making Braille controllers that they said is for the visionary impaired. Which what I thought was funny about is the fact that how would Braille people even play a video game?
I think that was a joke article.
Yeah, maybe. It may have been an April Fool's thing, though April Fool's was over a month ago, and I highly doubt they would still show that article. I didn't even scroll down too far to find it. And it was like one of the big
what
gaming
the?
News.
Wait,
sites,
what?
So they're
wait,
be
what?
Adding a bunch of
it, I thought it was just going to be like an Onion, like the Onion article.
Okay, sucks.
But
oh no, it's
an actual
it's like
patent.
It's
like I get the
I can understand if it was for deaf people so that they can communicate with their teammates in games
or just hear
because
it.
It's kind of got like the pad on the back where they like have the chat come in.
I'd understand if they did it for like I understand why they did it for the mentally disabled people.
Because they know how to read Braille.
Yeah, because mentally disabled people
thank
know
you.
Braille.
No, I'm talking about there was another one that they did that looked like a DJ
oh.
Hero controller.
Oh. Oh.
Is it
weird? It looks
okay.
Like you.
Yeah, it's the white
you're
one.
Playing.
It looks like a DJ Hero. One.
Like you play Fortnite and you hit down somewhere and it auto aim locks and kills the person or something.
I think it's more intricate than that.
Nah, I don't think so.
You just touch a button and immediately kill somebody in Fortnite, and then the new meta is just everybody playing.
No. You have to. No.
It's whoever can click the buttons the fastest.
Yeah.
But it's mentally disabled servers. You have to take an IQ test before going in.
But instantly get into that.
All the answers on the mentally all the answers on the mentally impaired practice test is just a bunch of W's.
Okay. I think we should start winding down the episode so I don't have to spend too much time editing it.
How much time have we recorded?
28 minutes.
41
minutes.
40 minutes.
That's enough. I don't want to do
that's pretty
a super
gay.
Long episode.
Not gonna lie.
Unless you have like a really good topic right now.
Your mother.
Hentai Haven.
Isn't that an old thing?
Is there any update about it? Because whenever you look at the site, it just says.
Quick question: is Traps gay?
Yeah. Unless,
we already did this. Wait, we did this last episode.
Yeah, but
and I had to cut out 90%.
We already
of this.
Did this, but I'd say it's only gay if you know it's a trap.
It's only gay if you think it's
no.
Gay.
It's only gay.
Thanks for watching this episode of the official podcast.
The official podcast.
Lycans.
So you finally noticed.
Sorry,
you're the guest on the official podcast.
Thank you for watching this episode of the Epic Game Enders
podcast.
I'm actually critical if you didn't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm actually
like and subscribe.
I'm actually Andrew.
Channels linked down below.
Michael's Jackson because both of them never talk.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Did we end it?
That makes me Kaya. No, I didn't end it.
No, I want to be Kaya. Why are you the? You be critical.
I want to be Kaya.
All
right, just add.